Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The Pitch Your Business competition is now in full swing. Over 300 participants are engaging in high-quality online training provided by the Northwest University's Faculty of Economic and Management Science. With this free online training, we intend to equip and empower those in the early stages of their entrepreneurial journey, as well as those who are still to implement their ideas. To all participants of this year's Pitch Your Business competition, as you commit to this remarkable endeavor, Radio Pulpit wishes you a fruitful journey ahead.
And of course, it is that time of the day again where we have insightful conversations with one of our top 31 participants for the Pitch Your Business competition. So congratulations to the top 31 participants of the Pitch Your Business competition 2024 for successfully navigating the first phase. The remaining 31 participants continue to compete for marketing exposure to the value of 1 million rand, where the winner walks away with promotional exposure valued at 500,000 rand, along with crucial in-depth mentorship. And with me is Nonhlanhla today to reflect on their journey so far. So Nonhlanhla, sikhakhane, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit. Let's try that again. Good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, Vika. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me today.
Lovely. Now, can you introduce yourself properly and tell us a bit about your business or business idea?
My name is Nonhlanhla Sikhakhane. I am the founder of Zanya S. Zanya S is a skincare manufacturing company. We are based in Heidelberg. We offer a full range of natural body baths, moisturizers, baths and body soaps and body oils. We focus more on dry and sensitive skin. So our products are free from ingredients such as alcohol, gluten, parabens, perfume, which means they're suitable for even the most sensitive skin.
Okay. And what key insights or takeaways have you gained from the idea to concept development online training?
I'd say, there was a part that talked about frustration. It says, from frustration comes creation. It's exactly how I started. I was diagnosed with a life-threatening disease. My skin became too dry, and I tried almost everything, and nothing worked. I remember this one day, I had coconut oil in my cupboard, and I decided to, you know, apply it on my skin. And on the second day, I saw progress. So that's when I became creative. I started mixing coconut oil and vaseline, and it worked wonders. So that's my key takeaway. It's that frustration and frustration comes creation.
Okay. And what have been the most significant challenges or obstacles that you've encountered so far in the Pitch Your Business competition, and how have you overcome them?
I'd say creating a lean and business canvas. I didn't have one page for my company since I am the only permanent employee. So this is a strategic management tool that lets you visualize and access your business idea. It teaches you content creation, visual communication, team collaboration and delegation and workflows. So since I joined the Pick Your Idea competition, I was able to learn more about it and apply it on my business as well.
Okay, so with approximately 2 months left in the competition, what are your expectations and goals, and how do you plan to stand out from the other participants?
I don't have any expectations yet, but my goal is both financially, spiritually, mentally. I believe growth is essential to your happiness and to achieve greater fulfillment in your life.
All right. So how would winning the marketing exposure and mentorship prize benefit your business?
So it will give me an exposure for my business. Mm-hmm. I will not only gain customers, but knowledge and skills that will equip me to lead my business to success.
All right. Lastly, before I let you go, Nhlanhla, in your opinion, how does the Put Your Business competition contribute to society and particularly in empowering young entrepreneurs in South Africa and Africa?
I'll say from someone like me, I come from a poor background. There is no financial and emotional support from my family. So we are doing everything from scratch. We don't have that privilege to have someone who's going to fund your business. So I had to work as a domestic worker for 2 years to raise capital.
Sure.
So winning this program will boost me a lot in terms of skills. I guess financially as well, I'll be able to put my business in the platform.
All right. Thank you so much, Nhlanhla. Lovely having this chat with you. I hope we'll have a similar conversation when you have made it to the other side of the competition.
Thank you so much, Nico. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, then. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
The Pitch Your Business competition is now in full swing. Over 300 participants are engaging in high-quality online training provided by the Northwest University's Faculty of Economic and Management Science. With this free online training, we intend to equip and empower those in the early stages of their entrepreneurial journey, as well as those who are still to implement their ideas. To all participants of this year's Pitch Your Business competition, as you commit to this remarkable endeavor, Radio Pulpit wishes you a fruitful journey ahead.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.